Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go
into any further ado, I would ask those of you that are out there in my live listening podcast audience on tonight to bow your heads, if you will, as we acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. For we know that this earth is not our home, God. For we know that you have laid in wait a heavenly home, not built by the hand of man, but built by the builder, Jesus Christ. And until you come, Father God, we're coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you all tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom for those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other prayer petitions, God, we ask in your Son Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I just think those of you that were able to tune in tonight, I know some of you have to get up early in the a.m., but I'm talking to those of you that are able to tune in on tonight. I know it's rather late because 11:30 is, you know, in the middle hour of the evening. But, until I can find me a slot, you know, that can bring me back to an earlier time and point, then I will, be at 11:30. But I will be trying to come a little earlier, 8 o'clock. I really like that slot. But it looks like it's so, difficult for me to come in on 8 because I have such a full itinerary during the day. But like I said, God can, he can outline me a time slot that will be maybe, you know, feasible for those that, may not be able to listen now, but, you know, if I can bump it up a little earlier, may be able to tune in. And so I just thank you, and God thank you, and God is going to bless you for your patronage. God is going to bless you for your support for Overseer Janice Ward. God is going to bless you because God's word says that we are helpers one unto another. And so we are not our own. We belong to God. We are God's property. We are God's messenger. We are God's disciples. We are God's followers. We are God over in his people. Our standards are right, standing on a sure foundation of God, our Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on tonight, entitled Tongue in Check. I'd like to say that one more time. Tongue in Check. And you know, boy, I tell you, that's kind of an eye-opener, just that title, Tongue in Check. Because we know a lot of times, we as people, human beings, down here on earth, in the earthly realm, I'm not talking about in the spiritual realm just not yet, but I will be getting into the spiritual realm. But I'm talking about to get our coming across, or our word across, or our message across, or whatever that we are trying to convey. We're trying to get it across. And the only way we can get our message across to our constituents, to our friends, to our loved ones, to those we meet on a day-to-day basis, is to speak. And we speak with the tongue. That's how we speak, is with the tongue. Sometimes we can say things not so nice, and sometimes we can say things that are very kind and warm-hearted. And so we know that this tongue, we have to keep it in check. And if we don't keep this tongue in check, guess what? Our Heavenly Father will get it in check for us. Because I am a recipient of that truth. And I just like to share with you, on earlier today, I was writing out a thread. And you know, sometimes, I mean, it's all right sometimes for us to improvise, you know. But a lot of times, you know, it would be fair to say when we're bringing about God's word that we bring it across as God said and as God has put it in his word. Now, I can talk about me because you can understand me talking about me because every time I come across these airways and I am ministering to a global audience, I want to come across as a person of experience, not of someone that I'm going by what somebody told me, what I heard, and that's secondhand information. And I don't want to come across with something that I read, but I want to come across as a person that has been there and that has done that. So as I was first stating today, I thought about, you know, back in Pharaoh time when God had put the blood upon the post. And he said, when you see the blood, that's when I pass over you. Well, I put in, like I'm saying, I'm earthly. I'm of the earthly body right now, although I'm living in the spirit, in God, of God, through God. But just that normal earthly nature of mine, I said, God stepped over you. And I'll tell you, just in that instant moment, God corrected me. I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you no lie. God is my witness. God told me, said, daughter, I want you to go back and clarify that. In other words, straighten that up. Because that's an error. I said, yes, God. So see, I want to be the obedient daughter. I don't want to come across as a disobedient child of God. I don't want God whooping me with a many stripes. But I want to be an obedient vessel of God. So I went right away and corrected what I had said. I said, God said, when you see the blood, that's when I pass over you. So it's very vital, very important that we keep this tongue of ours in check. Because we can even come across and say something very damaging to someone. very hurtful to someone, very insulting to someone. And then as you being a woman or a man of God, we have to go back and say that we're sorry. Now that's if we are in line with God. Now I'm not talking about those that you that are so big and large and vile, you got all the money, the riches, and fame that you feel like you are too big to apologize. I come to serve you, notice. Samson was a big man. But honey, the big die and the big fall hard. So when you are in Christ, if you have said anything with the tongue that has been hurtful, and that you know that was out of the will of God, then you, as a son or daughter of God, must go back and correct that wrong and say, I am sorry. None of us is supposed to have a mindset that you're too big to apologize. No one is an exception to God's rule. We all are supposed to give an account of the deeds that's done in this old model body. So I know my time is coming in, so I better get on into my word. But I just wanted to establish that and let you know about your tongue in check. We know that some commentators on this chapter in the title, Bridle Your Tongue. But we know that bridles are usually placed on animals by someone else. A bridle animal is not necessarily tamed. It is just not allowed the freedom to do what is wicked. And we know, hallelujah, that a tame animal is driven internally by a desire to please its master and listen to his commands. Now we know that neither is a bridle tongue necessarily a saved tongue. And we know when we was out there in the world, we said some of anything and everything that we was big enough to say. But when we come into the knowledge of God, then we are singing to a new tune. We have come under the submission of God, and we have a new way of talking, a new way of walking, a new characteristic of God. Hallelujah. And we know that a bridle tongue might be restrained externally by cultural pressure or politeness, but it is not controlled eternally. We find out that the bridle tongue does not have the wisdom to say the right things at the right time. Perhaps then we should look at the tongue in check theory. The tongue in check is a tongue that is submitted to God, hallelujah, indwelling spirit. We know that the person comes the master of his speech. The desire to please God and glorify him controls the ruin. We know that wisdom, which is described in the law of James 3:13-18, says that it infuses us with the knowledge of what to speak, when to speak, and how to speak. And I'm here to tell you, sister and my brother, who holds fast to God's given wisdom, you have the internal ability to keep your tongue in check. Just as God's wisdom utters our steps, we know that God's wisdom utters our speech. And we can praise it song. Grant me the wisdom to keep my tongue in check. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to also go into the law of Proverbs. And this is our key scripture for our tongue in check. And it reads like this. It says that the lying tongue are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. That's found in the law of Proverbs 12 and 22. Hallelujah. So let's be careful at all times to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll go down to Psalm 15. And 15 give us a vivid picture of the person who conducts, grows out of fellowship with the living God. And we know, hallelujah, the question, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? And it is answered with examples from everyday living. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. That's verse 2. It goes on to describe honest relationship with your neighbor and your friend. Along with integrity in business and financial matters. The psalm ends with the words, he who does these things shall never be moved. We know that living is more than a concept discussed in a seminar, but it is a powerful means of demonstrating the presence of Christ in our lives and doing what is right. It's always the right thing, hallelujah, to do. And so we know that, I think that was probably during the U.S. presidential campaign in the year 2012, and we sat there and we watched the presidential campaign, and we know that it was televised all over the world, and they had full coverage of the speeches and the debate, and they often included fact-checking by the analysts who compared the candidate's statement with their actual words. And they were going to know, were they telling the truth or were they manipulating the facts to their advantage? We find out that the Apostle John recorded a debate between Jesus and a group of people who believed he was making false claims about himself. Jesus told them that if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's found in the law of John 8 and 31 through 32. And our sermon on tonight is tongue in check. They told him that they had never been in bondage to anyone. And asked, how can you say you will be made free? That's in verse 33. And as the debate continued, Jesus kept saying that he was telling them the truth. That's in verse 34, verse 40, verse 45, verse 46, and verse 51. That some believed him, but others remained angry at him and unconvinced. And we have some of those same type of people in our society today. Some of those unbelievers that always rattling off at the mouth. Don't know what they're talking about. Don't know anything about God's word. Haven't never picked the Bible up to read. read it for themselves, but they have their own personal iota of what they think that the Bible consists of. So they'll just, you know, I know about the Bible, you know, you don't have to tell me anything about the Bible. I know what the words say. But when they sit down at the table and the food that God has enabled them to prepare, they never once say, God, I thank you for the food. They just pick up their fork and their spoon and they just go to eat. You see? So their tongue is not in check, because if your tongue was in check, then you would have the intelligence. You would have the the gratitude to honor God, to say, God, thank you for this food. Knowing that there are hungry people all around this planet that are starving, that wish they had what you had, even the crumbs from your table. So we are talking about tongue in check. And I'm about to come to a close. Hallelujah. But like I said, in a sense, that debate goes on today. Those who oppose Jesus seek to discredit his statement and twist them into lies. And Jesus say, I am telling you the truth, and promises that he will give us a freedom we cannot find nowhere else. We know that the Bible records of Jesus' life is worth fact finding. And as we determine who we will follow, all of us have a choice to make. We know that faith is believing the promise is true. Trusting in Jesus, your strength to renew. Resting so sweetly secured on his word. Shielded from danger with Jesus the Lord. We know that God's truth stands in his hands. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. And if you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight, you have any prayer petitions for your loved ones, for your co-worker, for your husband, your wife, your son or daughter, that you would like prayer for, hallelujah, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence attention, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, my sisters and my brothers all around planet Earth, so encourage God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now.
again.